Do you make out with Leah?
Like make out?
Yeah.
Man, we haven't done that in a long time. That goes away after a while, Will.
I know.
Yeah.
I know it does.
Yeah. It would be, like, I would do it, but it'd be weird now.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over here, girl. Let me get
Like, making out is, like, when you're first courting.
Yes.
Like, that's all you want to do is 100%. Just, like, smooch them.
It's a courting thing. You want to stick your tongue all the way in there.
It's your brain fooling you into,
Well, when you first get together with somebody, you're both, like, porn stars. Like, you just, everything's about just sex and sex.
Yeah.
Just
that,
making
that lasts,
out.
That lasts a good while.
Making
after...
out and sex for about a year. You just, yeah. Every time you're alone, let's do it.
You made out for a year?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's all over the place.
Like tongue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just checking him cavities.
I remember, I'm not proud of this, and I look back on it now and be like, you fool. But the last long-term girlfriend I had, I was like 24.
Wow.
I know, it's been a long time.
Damn.
No, I was a little older than that. Sorry, like 26.
Damn.
It's still been
not
10
better.
Yeah, it's still been 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was with her for a long time. And I had banged her a bunch of times.
Hell yeah, you
and
did.
And I
Daddy.
Wasn't particularly interested in doing that anymore.
You got yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember it was Valentine's Day, and she's like, I got a surprise for you. And I was like, I'm playing Guitar Hero right now, so I hope it's good. And she came out in, like, this crotchless fishnet number. And then I remember just being like, oh, man.
Crotchless?
Yeah.
Fishnet?
And I still did it, but, like, reluctantly, I was like, oh, I want to play Guitar Hero.
What?
And I look back on that moment now and be like, you fool.
Yes.
You fool.
How gay.
It was just because, you know, my father told me this a long time ago. He's like, it doesn't matter how attractive a woman is, eventually you're going to get sick of banging her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because my father's never been in love maybe in his life. I don't know. But that's been my experience. And she was quite the number, too. She was a beautiful girl. Like, I think about it.
I know, but,
like,
but
going
she
back
in
the Rolodex now, in the sex Rolodex, like, I go back to that moment now and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
If I remember.
Well, not only that, but even if you didn't want to have sex, she was clearly telling you she did.
I know.
So at that point, acquiesce.
I think about it now, and I remember it fondly, but I remember at the time being annoyed by it.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
I know. I told I had this conversation with Leah about a year ago, or maybe less, but, like, you know, for people that know my girlfriend, she has a big, beautiful, juicy butt, right? And I love it. It's one of the great things about her. Just big old bubbly, yummy, yum, yum, right? And I like it when she wears boy shorts. It's, like, one of my favorites.
Yeah, sure.
I love it. I think it looks great on all girls, right? Unless you have no butt, then you look dumb. Like, now they really are boy shorts if you don't have a butt.
Right, right.
So I said to her, just, you know, talking one day, I go, man, how come you didn't wear those boy shorts for me anymore? And she goes, yeah, I did. Like, not too long ago, I put them on.
And you didn't even notice?
She said, you were watching TV, and I walked right through the room, and I walked to the bedroom, and you never said
didn't
anything. And
it sucks.
She goes, I wanted it that night. And I go, I didn't see it. She goes, yeah, no, you didn't see it.
Yeah.
5 years ago, you would have saw it. And I go, ah, man.
It's true.
Damn.
I mean, it's really unfortunate. It is. It shouldn't be like that.
I know.
I want to go back 10 years and beat that 27-year-old to death.
It should be as routine as eating, you know? Like, you know, you're not going to forget to eat dinner, right? Because you need it. Right? Substance, mm-hmm. right?
No, you don't need it, but yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
You know, you can have breakfast and be all right.
That's true, but at least you got to eat like once a day. You know, you should bang it out like at least, you know, once or twice a week.
Yeah, I mean, you should. I mean, honestly, to keep your relationship, like there's oxytocin that gets, that goes through your brain, and that's the attachment chemical where it keeps you together, and that happens during intercourse.
Oh, my
so
God.
So you should be, you know, getting it in.
Yeah.
A lot.
Routinely.
Really. Routinely. Yeah.
Yeah, just as maintenance.
I mean, you don't want to schedule it, but...
What's wrong with that? It's Thursday, it's 6 o'clock, boner time.
I know, it's just too...
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know. It should come naturally, and if you love this person, you should want to do that.
Yeah.
I think my problem is I've just never been in love.
I think our problem is we both work a lot.
Well, that.
And then we're not working, we're just wore out, and we just want to watch a movie and eat something and, like, enjoy each other's company. And, yeah.
I just think I've never been in love.
Aw.
I never loved anybody.
Really?
I don't think so.
That's sad, Will.
I mean, it's fine.
No, it ain't. Everybody deserves to feel those butterflies in their stomach.
I've had occasions where I've rarely enjoyed somebody's company.
Oh, man.
But how do you know if you've ever been in love?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, see, I don't think I've ever been in love then.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. Like, you would just know.
Yeah. What starts off is like this infatuation.
Had that.
And you just can't think of anything except for this person
for a while.
I've had
that, yeah.
But then it turns into this internal question you'll have with yourself. You'll go, can I see myself with this person forever? And if you say, hell yeah, which, by the way, both my marriages, I asked myself that question and myself went, oh, no.
Right.
That was a sign. With Leah, 100%. Like, I don't want to mess with anything else.
Do you think that maybe you have low testosterone now that you're getting older?
Nah, man, I can get a boner. I get them for myself all the time.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even, it just happens still. I'm good. I hate it, too. It's a waste when you're just driving down the road, you're listening to a damn Bucks podcast, you know, and they're talking about how good Tom Brady looks in practice, and you look down and you're like, hey, what's that all about? You know? And then your penis is like, Tampa Bay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons, though.
So if you're listening at home, babe, the boy shorts, I should have seen it. But if you'd have been wearing a Tom Brady jersey with the boy shorts.
Get a boy short Tom Brady jersey combo.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what's up.
We got to go to break because you know why.